feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 42. One speciality of the double foreigner that has been remembered well is when the double foreigners take on any task, if they say yes, they mean yes. And if they say no, they mean no. Whatever task they take on, they become victorious in that. So whichever group this is, it is a victorious group, is it not? The tilak of victory is applied to you, is it not? This is the Avyaktamurli of 18th January 2007. Baba is saying, double foreigners have got one speciality. And what is that? Whenever they take any task, if they say yes, yes means yes. If they say no, no means no. And whatever task they take on, they become victorious in that task. As if the tilak of victory is already applied. There are two things to understand here. One is confusion, another is indecision. Life is vast, sometimes confusing. We may never solve or understand every aspect of life all the time. And the only thing that remains with us is getting confused about it. The territory of the unknown is more than the territory of the known. And there is every likelihood that confusion remains in life. Can we really know everything that is in life? Probably not. The scholars, the philosophers often say that life is not a problem to be solved. It's rather a mystery to be understood. Life is a mystery to be understood. The intellect is small. Life is vast. Existence is big. It's not possible to know everything. It's not possible to solve everything. There would always be some things in life, or rather many things in life, which we would not understand till the end. And that ununderstood, that unknown, that enigmatic, would create a situation of confusion. So what should be done? Rather than taking life as a problem, we should change our approach and view it as a wonder, as something new, as if we are entering into a mysterious wonderland where there are new things, and every new thing brings with it new experience. Every mistake brings with it new experience. So let the confusion stay, but we jump from confusion to a sense of wonder. The approach changes. First of all, we accept that there would be many things in life which probably we would never understand ever. Otherwise, every man lives in the stage of confusion, not understanding so many things of life. And there is always a fear and anxiety within. One of the greatest authors, Western authors, Kierkegaard, has written a book, Fear and Trembling. The very name of the book is Fear and Trembling. He says, every man is in fear, every man is in anxiety, every man there is a fear, every man is shaking within. And there is an eternal confusion, an anxiety of fear, an unknown fear, not understanding from where it is coming, not understanding what is the source. But that fear persists. Each one of us is in fear. Fear of losing something, fear of death, fear of disease, fear of old age, fear given by society. So man's heart is flooded with fears and confusion. Is there a way to get rid of this fear? The anxiety-ridden mind, the fear-ridden heart. Everything further augments the confusion that's within. So one thing is definitely there, that there is confusion in life. First of all, accept that we are confused. No matter whatever knowledge we have received. But knowledge is vast. The intellect is small. How can I understand the entire knowledge? The confusion will stay till the end probably. But I need to understand my own limitations. The limited nature of the intellect, the limited nature of the brain, and the vastness of the universe. Knowledge is boundless. My task is to look at it as wonder. My task is not to take it as a problem and try to solve it. Probably it is unsolvable. It is not that we will get an answer of everything in Google. Many things of life are ungoogleable. So accept the confusion. Accept it as mystery. Accept it as a wonder. And begin a new journey. If there are things in life about which we are confused, let them be there. Don't beat your head. Leave them aside and go ahead. There is a confusion, go ahead. Drop it. Let it stay there. It will stay. Probably the answer will come in future. Don't try to solve everything now. This moment. I want to understand this relationship. I want to understand this problem. I want to understand this confusion. The problem is hidden in the womb of the answer is hidden in the womb of future. Things which are happening now may not be understood now, but their deeper understanding is in future happenings. The dots will get connected in future. Don't try to connect them now, because there are few dots which are yet not here, but in the future. This is the line. I want to form a line, but some dots are here, in future, which are unknown, unseen, unbeknown to me. Unless and until I know this, confusion will stay. Accept the confusions of life. Don't try to solve here and now. Wait. In English, there is a saying, they also win who only wait and watch. Just wait and watch. Wait and watch. Don't try to do everything right now. Wait for the touchings from above. Give some time to yourself. Only with time, few things will become clear. Time is the greatest healer. There are people who are confused, and they are confused about so many things of life, not understanding what to do. Should I do this or should I do that? Why people behave in this manner with me? Why this thing happens to me? They are ocean of questions. So the first thing is confusion. The second thing is indecisiveness. The entire Gita is about freeing Arjuna from the prison of indecision. There is a confusion and indecision in the mind of Arjuna, whether I should fight or not fight. These are my brothers, how can I kill them? No matter whatever they have done, still they are my brothers, I can't kill them. So there is an eternal confusion going on in the mind of Arjuna. There is indecision going on. And people who live in the prison of indecision, definitely they are living in a cage. What is best? Just take a decision. And then forget that there was any other option. There is an option A and option B. I take option B, and then I forget about option A. Or I take option A, then I forget about option B. People take option B and they keep on thinking about option A throughout their life. I should have taken this. Accept the things that are happening in life. Nothing is a coincidence. There is a deep meaning in everything that life is presenting. There is no question of indecision. Indecision is a disease. Anirnay. To do this or to do that. To be or not to be. Always in limbo. Always like Shakespeare's Hamlet. Not understanding. To do or not to do. One must free oneself from indecision. Just take. Sit. Contemplate. Reflect. And whatever decision comes in front of you, take that decision. And once taken, then don't look back. Just go ahead. As if the other decision doesn't exist at all. Once you jump, forget what was there on the ground then. Now swim, flow, move, float. So Baba says, double foreigners have got this speciality. When they say yes, it means yes. When they say no, it means no. And there should not be any fear to say even no in life. This is the most celebrated Srimat in Yajna. Haji. Yes, sir. But then there are times when you have to say na. Naji. No. And one should not be afraid to say no. A person is very busy and he is given some task or seva, and if he says yes, but later on he doesn't do it, what is the use then? Better to say no. One should have courage to say no. I can't do this. I can't come there because I am already engaged. It appears rude, but then it's better. Otherwise the service suffers. So one must understand things in life where you have to say no. You can't just keep on saying yes, 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 yes to everything. So, three things. First, confusion. Allow yourself to get confused. As I said, life is vast. Time will bring some answers. Accept it. Accept your smallness and the bigness of life. And things will become clear soon. And things will become conspicuous by and by. And second thing, indecision. Indecision is death. Just take one decision and go ahead. Don't keep on fluctuating. One leg in this boat, another leg in this boat, you will be torn apart. So better to take one decision. This or that. And once taken, then go ahead. Then stop. Analyze. Reanalyze. Rethink. If you feel it is wrong, then take another decision then. So that is the second thing. And the third thing is no. Understand where I have to say no. There's a book in English, don't say yes when you want to say no. So better. Don't say yes to everything. Thinking that the person's heart might get hurt. The most important thing in life is my own conscience. What I think within, what is happening within. If I keep on doing things for just to please people, a sort of flattery, psychofancy, ultimately it's I who would come to sorrow. To become sorrowful itself is not a Srimat. So learn where to say yes and learn where to say no. And when you say yes, do it with resoluteness, with firm determination, with unflinching nature. But when you say no, it should be point blank no, without guilt. And we are doing this because we are understanding our own limitations. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. One speciality of the double foreigners that has been remembered well is, when the double foreigners take on any task, if they say yes, they mean yes, and if they say no, they mean no. Whatever task they take on, they become victorious in that. So, whichever group this is, it is a victorious group. Is it not? The tilak of victory is applied to you, is it not? Avyakta Murli, 18 January 2007. Om Shanti.